Okay, so today we're going deep on WordPress,
WordPress, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about.
It is, yeah.
When you hear the stat that it powers like over 43%
yeah.
of all the websites out there.
Of all websites on the internet.
Which is a huge, like just a massive amount.
Wild. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of unpack that a little bit.
Right.
And we're pulling some insights from an article by Cutie Hosts.
Right.
And they've been in the web hosting and development game for over 20 years.
Yeah, so they've seen it all.
So they've seen things evolve and
for sure.
You know what's up.
Absolutely.
So they break down kind of the success of WordPress into these three key things: flexibility, scalability, and control.
That makes sense.
So let's start with flexibility.
Okay.
You know, WordPress has this massive library of themes,
yes,
which control the look and the feel of your site,
right?
And plugins, which are like these little apps that add specific features and functionality.
It's incredible how many there are.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You can do anything.
Yeah, like if you want to have an online store, you can get a plugin.
Yeah, there's a plugin for that.
You want to have, you know,
absolute
beautiful photo galleries. There's a plugin for that.
Yep.
You can really, you know,
anything you can think of.
It's amazing.
There's a plugin for it, probably.
Yeah. So you're not stuck with this cookie cutter website.
Yeah. You have complete control over how it looks and how it functions.
Exactly.
Which I think is a big part of the appeal.
Yeah. So how about scalability?
Okay.
What if your website starts to take off?
Right.
Can WordPress grow with you?
Yeah, that's a good question. And
then handle the traffic.
And that's where scalability comes in.
Yeah.
WordPress is actually built to handle growth.
Okay.
So whether it's, you know, a sudden surge of traffic or a steady increase over time,
okay,
WordPress can handle it.
That's good to know.
And it's also designed in a way that is very SEO friendly.
What does that mean?
So SEO stands for search engine optimization.
Gotcha.
Which basically means that your website is structured in a way that makes it easy for search engines.
Right.
Like Google to find it and rank it.
Yeah.
Which is obviously very important if you want people to be able to find your website.
Right. If you want people to actually see it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's key.
Yeah. So scalability is another huge benefit of WordPress.
Okay. So flexibility, scalability. Mm-hmm. We got one more.
One more.
Control.
Yes.
What does that mean in the context of WordPress?
So this is where the open source nature of WordPress really comes into play.
What is open source?
Right. So open source basically means that the underlying code of the software is freely available.
Okay.
You can actually see how it works.
So you're not just taking it on faith
that
this black box is doing what you're hoping it's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And more importantly, you're not locked into a specific company or platform.
Right.
You own your website and its data outright.
Okay, so it's kind of like the difference between renting an apartment and owning your home.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great analogy.
You know, you have total control over your house. You can renovate it. You can
You can do whatever you want with it.
You can sell it.
Yeah.
With WordPress, you have that same ownership over your website.
Absolutely.
But that probably comes with some responsibility too, right?
It does. Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility, as they say.
I mean, WordPress itself is free.
It is. Yeah.
But you need to choose a hosting provider.
Yes.
To actually store your website's files and make it accessible online.
Right. Because the files have to live somewhere.
Yeah. Where do they live?
Exactly.
And that choice of hosting provider can impact a lot of things, right?
Absolutely.
Like the speed of your website.
Yeah.
How secure it is.
Right.
How reliable it is.
Also, very important factors.
Yeah. So this is where Cutie Hosts, our friends who wrote this article, come in.
They're experts in this area.
They're like, hey, we're a great option for hosting your WordPress website.
For sure.
And they highlight some of their key features.
Mm-hmm.
Optimized performance, excellent uptime, and strong customer support.
All very important things to look for in a hosting provider.
But what's interesting is they also mention other hosting providers like SiteGround, WP Engine, Bluehost.
Yeah.
So they're not just saying, hey, we're the only game in town.
Exactly.
They're like, there's lots of good options out there.
Yeah, you need to find the one that's right for you.
But we think we're a pretty good one.
Yeah, they do seem to emphasize their personalized approach and their focus on really helping businesses succeed.
Right.
Which is a nice touch.
It is.
Yeah.
So to kind of sum all this up.
Okay.
WordPress is flexible.
Yes.
It's scalable.
It is.
Gets you tons of control.
Absolutely.
But you really got to think carefully about your hosting.
That's key.
To make sure that you have...
It's the foundation of your website.
A solid foundation.
Yeah, if you don't have good hosting, nothing else matters.
Right, it can all come crashing down.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's...
So it's an important decision.
It is.
But, you know, the fact that there are so many options out there and that WordPress is so flexible means that really anyone can create a website. You know, no matter what their technical skills are.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah. It's really democratizing the web in a way.
It is.
Yeah.
So if you could build any website.
Okay.
With no limitations.
Yeah.
What would you build?
Ooh, that's a great question.
What would you create?
Let me think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities are really endless.
They are.
With WordPress.
That's what's exciting about it.
Yeah. I think I would probably create a website that helps people learn new skills.
Cool.
You know, connect with others who share their interests and just kind of explore their passions.
Very good.
Because I think everyone has something to offer the world.
Yeah.
And the internet provides a platform for people to share their gifts.
It really does.
So yeah, that's what I would create.
Very cool.
What about you?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think I would probably build some kind of like community hub where people could share their stories and connect with each other.
That's awesome.
Based on, you know, shared experiences.
I love that.
Because I think there's a lot of power in sharing our stories.
Yeah. Stories connect us.
Yeah.
They help us understand each other.
Exactly.
And they make us feel less alone.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's a really powerful idea.
Yeah. So think about it.
Yeah.
If you could build any website you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
What would you build?
What would you create?
What impact would you want to make?
Yeah. What's your dream website?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been fun.
Into the world of WordPress.
Yeah. WordPress is awesome.
Until next time.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.